Hi, my name is Victor, and I went to Spain for my winter term study abroad. I went to Barcelona, Valencia, and Madrid.
That sounds awesome. Tell me what that was like to be abroad in Spain.
It was a very good time. We got to see a lot of, like, sightseeing, and it was a lot different. Like, the culture in Spain was a lot different than the U.S. We tried, like, lots of new food, drinks. I got to know, like, my group. Like, we got very close as time progressed. We went to, like, lots of, like, hiking trips, just spent time outside as well. We went biking around the city in Barcelona. And then the main point of the program was to see the differences in sports in Spain versus the U.S.
That sounds really cool. Was there any moment of your trip that you think shaped your experience?
So probably my first time attending a basketball game in Barcelona was a big shock because the fans were like much more into the game, and every single fan was just there strictly for the sport and not for like the entertainment aspect and to be seen. Like by the end of the game, I could like barely hear because my ears were like bleeding. There was like the coach got ejected and like the fans were cheering and like giving him like the middle finger at one point. So everyone was like really into the game, and like it seemed like whether they won or lost would like shape their like whole mood for the week.
Oh wow, that's intense.
Yeah, and then we went to some soccer games in Barcelona as well, and that was pretty similar to basketball. It was like the same atmosphere, just outside. And yeah, it was a much different because they didn't sell like beer or alcohol at the games, and there was no tailgates, so like people were just there just for the game.
Wow. When you came back home, did you feel like your time abroad changed you in any way?
Time abroad? Yeah, I'd say it made me like more willing to do like new things, and like just if I'm like debating on doing something, I just say like go for it. We had some like free time in Spain, so every single like day it was kind of like our choice like what to do in a way. So now when I'm with my friends, like we always like are down to do like new things, and it also just made me more open to like meeting new people that aren't from my background and culture as well. I go to Europe a lot, so this wasn't like a big change, but it was definitely added to my experience as well.
Have you ever been to Spain before?
No, so that was one of the countries I haven't been to in Europe. That was like, I speak Spanish, but like not as well as I probably should. I took it in high school, but it like kind of like forgot a lot of it. But yeah, it like helped to like talk to locals and like get to know them. And like by the end of the trip, I was like a lot better at speaking Spanish as well.
So now that you've seen how sports are different in Spain and here, which way do you like better?
Let's see. I probably like a mix of both, because like I've kind of grown up to like go to like a lot of Celtics games and like Pats games, and they have like a lot of like more like music. They have like a DJ at halftime or like someone performing. So I'm kind of more into like the being like entertained for the whole time, and like being able to like buy like being able to buy like drinks at games is a plus for sure, and like tailgating. But just being there was like really nice to see how like they do it on the other side of the globe.
Yeah.
So like all the fans there are like really invested in their team, and like they even like when they're little kids, they like grow up in like that city, and like a politics has like a big thing to do with like who they're a fan of or like stuff like that. So it's not just like who you like or like where you're from, it's like based on your family and like background as well.
Wow, that sounds awesome. It sounds like you definitely learned a lot on your experience.
Yep.